A Prayer for Total Victory, written by Alan Jackson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John 19:30. On the cross, Jesus defeated Satan and his kingdom for time and eternity. It's an irreversible, complete, and total victory. But Satan hasn't been banished from our world yet, and you and I are left to bring about that enforcement. We are still in the midst of that task, but we're not left without authority and power. The greatest tool our adversary has against us is deception. I have a friend who was a missionary in Kenya for many years and lived in the midst of the wildlife of that nation. She said when the lions become too old to hunt effectively, they simply roar to intimidate their prey. You know that the lions who roar are too old to be truly dangerous. 1 Peter 5:8 says that our adversary is like a roaring lion. He may be scary, but we've been given the resources to overcome the power of our enemy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, the enemy prowls about like a roaring lion, but you have given us a spirit of courage and the tools to defeat him. May we always stand ready to do battle in your name. You have defeated death and broken the chains of sin. Now help us as we work to see your kingdom built on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.